Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, so in this episode, I wanted to talk about tracking insights. So this is something that is very important when you want to plan your posts. Why? Because you can see what works and what doesn't. You can check what content performs the best and you can focus on that. Or you can see what content doesn't work too well and maybe you can remove that from your strategy, or you can add less of that content in your strategy. So this is the plan part of the plan, create, post process. And this is very important because it can actually help you create the best strategy. So if you go to Instagram, how do you exactly find your insights? You can go to your profile and click on the little burger menu and you will find insights. Another thing is right below your link or your bio, if you don't have a link, you can see professional dashboard. You can click there and then account insights, see all. You can also find insights for each individual post under the post itself, so between the graphic of the post and your caption. You can see this only as a business or creator account. So if you have a personal account, you don't have this option. So if you want to create a brand or you want to make money using Instagram in any other way, it's very useful to have one of these two accounts, so business or creator. There are a couple of things you can see in your insights. Firstly, at the top of your screen, you can change the time period for which you want to see your results. You can choose between the last 7 days, 14 days, 30 days, previous month, the last 90 days, or you can select a time period on the calendar. So you can choose your own time frame. So once you open your insights, the first page will contain, besides the actual time frame, accounts reached, accounts engaged, and total followers. So you will see the number of each of these in the given time period. So how many accounts you've reached, how many accounts engaged with your content, and how many followers you have, as well as a change in percentage compared to the last period. So have you grown, or did your reach and followers and engaged accounts kind of drop in the last period? Then below that, you will see content you shared. This is where your most recent posts will show. So you will see all the posts, all the stories, all the reels, everything you did in the last 5 posts will be visible there. So this includes everything. Below that is the content you shared in the given period and the number of each type of content that you've shared. So how many posts, stories, reels, videos, and lives you shared in that period. At the very bottom, you will see compare your content. So you can click on each of these categories and you can see more about that. So let's explore the things that will actually help you create the best content. So I will not walk you through these insights themselves. I can do this in another episode. I will focus on those that will be the most valuable for you in terms of planning and creating your content. If you want me to do the entire breakdown of the entire Instagram analytics insights, you can send me a DM on Instagram or just leave a comment if you can leave a comment on this podcast. So if you click on accounts reached, you will have access to a lot of things. For example, you will see how many non-followers compared to followers you have reached. It's always good to have a higher non-follower reach because that means that you have some new eyes on your content and a lot of potential new followers. So the main goal is to reach as many non-followers as possible. If you scroll way down to the bottom of this page, so accounts reached, you will see profile activity. This is where you can track how many people visit your profile, how many people click on your link, and how many people click on your email button. If this number is rising, this is a good sign. That means that people are intrigued by your content, and that means that you're doing something well. So this is something to look for. If your, for example, external link taps are decreasing, That probably means that you haven't really invited them to click on your link recently. So if you want people to go somewhere in your links, maybe invite them to click your link in bio, and this number will start rising. Profile visits are something that is very important because these are people that see your content and then think that your content is interesting and they decided to visit your profile. So once they are on your profile, they decide in just a few seconds whether they want to follow you or they will leave your profile. So make sure that your profile is optimized. We talked about this in a previous episode where I did the Instagram profile audit. So you can go check that out and maybe optimize your profile. If we go back to the first page of insights, the accounts engaged is not something I want to focus on today. There are much better insights in different places. And although this is very important, this will not exactly help you plan your content per se. This is more to get to know your audience. But there's also some insights here that you can find elsewhere. So I want to focus on those. When it comes to total followers is where you can plan your future content. Now, if you have less than 100 followers, you don't have access to some of these features. So just focus on getting your first 100 followers, just test different strategies, and you will get there. Then, once you do have 100 followers, here's what you can do. So, firstly, you can check your follower growth. This is the first thing you will see on this screen. So, depending on the time period you choose, you will see different days. So, what to look for? Is there a huge spike of followers on some days? Check what you did that day and then repeat that. Moreover, is there a huge drop in followers on some days? Many people unfollowed you. Well, think about what you did that day. If it's something related to you and your values, then it's a good thing. If people don't agree with you, they would never buy from you anyways, so you don't want them as your followers anyways. However, if you posted something of very poor quality or something that is simply wrong, try to avoid that in the future. So this is a very good indicator of what you're doing. So if there's a huge spike in incoming followers, try to break down what you did and you repeat that as much as possible. And if there's a huge drop, just think about what you did and do you stand by what you did? If you do, that's fine. Repeat that. But if there's something you could have done differently, maybe try working on that. If you scroll to the very bottom of this screen, you will see most active times. This part of your analytics or insights is very helpful. This is where you will see on what days and at what times your audience is the most active. If you don't post every day, this is very important because if Friday is your least active day, you don't really want to post on Friday. You want to post on days that have the most active followers. When it comes to most active hours, look for the hours when there are the most followers that are active, and you want to post your content right before your peak times. So this is how most people will see your content in the first hour, which is crucial to have the best engagement rate and to potentially end up on the explore page. Finally, something that will definitely help you plan your actual content, so something that will give you a sense of what to post exactly, is the content part of your insights. So, how to navigate this part? You are on the first page of your insights, so where you have the overview and content you shared. I don't really recommend going to content you shared where you see everything, but go to each individual category. So posts, stories, reels, videos, and live videos. However, if you click on see all next to content you shared, you will see all of your content together. You can change that. So what do you see? There's a bar, so control bar at the top. You see all last 30 days and then some controls. Now, if you click on all, you will be able to choose the exact type of post you want to see. So for example, let's go to posts. And then I do recommend using a bigger time frame. So something like either 6 months, last year, or last 2 years. And the first thing you will see is reach. You can change that. So if you click on the third button, which is the little controls, you have sort by highest, or you can change that to newest or lowest. You have post type again. So you have photos, video posts, and carousel posts. And then there's metrics. So this is what we want to concentrate on. What metrics can you track? So we have business address tabs, if you have your business address in your bio. Call button tabs, again, if you have the call option in your bio. Number of comments, email button tabs, if you have your email there. Follows, impressions, likes, post interactions, profile visits, reach, saves, text button taps, video views, and website taps. So when it comes to posts, I usually keep them all together, so single carousel and video. And first, I do look at reach. So I take a look at which of my posts had the most reach, and I try to look for patterns. So is there a certain type of post that gets more reach than others? For me, it's actually memes. I did start creating memes that are social media related recently, and they all did pretty well. I also have quite a few posts about Instagram features and then secret websites. So this is something I would want to implement more of in my content strategy. However, reach is not the only thing to look for. So let's go back to the controls metric and what I like to focus on the most. I really like to see follows. So that really depends on what your goal is. Everyone's goal is to grow, but sometimes you want to bring awareness. You want people to go to your website. So depending on what you want the most with a certain post, go to that metric. So I usually recommend looking at saves, because saves are very valuable, because they mean that the person actually saved your content and thought it was so valuable that I want to go back to it later. So saves are really important. Shares are also important, because when someone shares your post, more people will see it and you will have better reach with that. However, if you're in the EU, like I am, we are not able to see number of shares. That's actually a pretty dumb EU policy, which I don't really agree with because of the GDPR. However, if you're anywhere else, I believe everyone else has access to the number of shares. So savable content and shareable content is the best way to go when you want to get more eyes on your content. Another thing is follows. So if your main goal is to grow, create more of the posts that brought in the most follows. So if you got follows from certain posts or more follows than from other posts, maybe try to recreate those or post something on the similar topic. Also, post interactions in general. So this is a combined metric, which has everything from likes, comments, shares, and saves. So this is everything together. This is also a great thing to look for. And then I also like to look at profile visits, because if something was very interesting for some people, enough interesting to visit my profile, that means that I should make more of that and make more people come to my profile. Because the more people come to my profile, the more people will follow me. That's just how it is. Another thing I like to look at is website tabs. Why? Because when someone clicks on your website, if your links are either they are usually some sort of a conversion. So it's either bringing your followers or your website visitors to your own website where you have something to sell, either products or services. Then it can be conversions in terms of signing up to your newsletter. So you can, for example, if you give some sort of freebie, if people come to your website, they can get on your email list. So that's also very important. Also affiliate links. So having website tabs usually means conversions. So if there's a post that made people click on your website, this is something you want to focus on once your goal is conversions. So this is basically most of the things that I look for. So the main metrics: reach, follows, post interactions, profile visits, saves, website tabs, and then shares if you have access to that. So what do you do with that? Continue creating similar content. If there's a pattern, so if you see that one type of content, one topic, or one of your pillars is creating more results than others, try to implement more of that. Another thing you can do is repurpose content or even repost the content. So create the same thing again in a different way using a different graphic, or simply post it again. Because if it produced results the first time, it's more likely to produce results the second time around. So what I do want to emphasize is maybe don't post it unless it's at least 6 months old. That's my usual go-to. So if it's less than 6 months, I would repurpose it in terms of creating a new graphic, adding some new text, new information. But if it's older than 6 months, you can definitely repost that. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you will start tracking your insights more if you didn't already do that. And I hope this kind of helped you realize what is important and what might not be as important as some other things. So, like I said, I hope this was helpful and I hope you will benefit from this podcast. And I will see you in my next episode where we will deal with the create part of the process. And like I said already, make sure to leave me a comment or send me a DM on Instagram. Links are in the show notes. If you want me to create another episode, which would be dealing exclusively with explaining everything in your Instagram insights. That's it for today. Have a wonderful weekend and happy Easter. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.